Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, that over there is Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM out in Waukesha. You can join the conversation at any time, 844-967-2789. We're taking your calls and texts all hour long. But Brian, it's an interesting time, and I want to catch you up on some of the other headlines that you might have missed as well.
Please do. And then we'll take your phone calls at 844-967-2789.
Exactly. So this is one of the ones that kind of jumped right out at me at the end of last week. And I wanted to share it with you again because it might have been glazed over with Friday's big decision. But in your neck of the woods, in the Shaw's listening pattern, the Muskego Norway School District, Brian.
I'm already tensing up.
They had their school board ban a book from 10th grade advanced English class.
Oh.
Now, 10th graders, Brian, well, that's about a 15 to 16-year-old learning about, probably starting to get some pretty advanced topics there in an accelerated English class. You know,
yeah.
There's the classics, and you get some modern era in novels in there as well. But the Muskego School Board says that learning about Japanese internment, too divisive.
Oh, really?
It's not balanced enough. It's too sad, Brian.
Actually, I should say, oh my.
Yes, that would be an excellent reaction to this news. But the Muskego Norway School District banned a book called When the Emperor Was Divine. It's a 2002 historical novel, and it's based on an individual's family's experiences during Japanese internment.
If only there were people alive today to go and verify the history of this horrible situation.
How do you bring more balance to the a novel like that, Brian? What kind of balance could the novelist provide?
They were doing it to just because they were just nobly intended. They were doing it because they didn't know who was a spy and who wasn't. Oh my, that's really what it was. Is that the other side of the story? Because if so, it was proven over time they were wrong. And in fact, they admitted they're wrong because they paid them back. They paid them back reparations.
Billions of
War
dollars.
Reparations.
In 1988, yes. At the height of the Reagan H.W. Bush era, $1.6 billion of
and
reparations.
Reagan worshippers are turning around and going, we can't learn about it. It makes us look bad.
Yeah.
Maybe it stops you from doing the same thing over and over again, making the same mistakes, maybe persecuting people because of them being different and you not knowing how to deal with them.
Yeah. So that's what's going on in the southeastern portion of the state. We got a school district banning a book on Japanese internment, Brian, because it's too sad and too divisive.
Hey, when in the history of ever have the people who ban books been on the right side of that history?
I cannot think of any occurrences.
Remember that
Brian?
Time where the free and open society was not allowed to read a book in school because. All right. Very good job. Very good job.
Well, let's head over to the phone lines, Brian, because we got our friend Nick in Madison calling in. Nick, what's on your mind this afternoon?
Hey guys, how are you doing? Good to talk to you. Actually, first time I ever called this show, so nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Nick. But,
well, thanks for calling, Nick.
Thanks. Yeah. I just think. You know, and I'm not talking about the merits of the Dobbs decision at all. I'm talking about an argument you're making that I think is kind of lazy when you're talking about, it's precedent, stare decisis. You know what it was also precedent before? The Fugitive Slave Act, separate but equal in schools. I'm glad those were overturned. Stare decisis be damned. Find a good argument against it and don't just throw in precedent.
I guess what I'm saying is that they told everybody in front of an open hearing that it was settled law. Every one of them talked about how it was settled law and how they can't see any way to go and rule otherwise that it was settled law. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that all precedent should, because again, if we do it, you can make the argument that precedent, women were property at one point, so that's precedent. You know, I get you there. I totally understand that argument. What I'm talking about is they completely, at least at the very best, misled everybody on what they were going to do. On top of that, two of them shouldn't have been there in the first place. You know it. I know it. Dogs know it. Which two? Gorsuch and Barrett. Gorsuch was not Trump's to make. That was Barack Obama's to make. Mm-hmm. And then Amy Coney Barrett, if you're going to go with the earlier, where you're going to have this precedent where, we're gonna hold it in the year of the election, they shoved it in with 2 weeks left. So by my calculations, Obama should have one and Biden should have one. But, you know.
Well, no. Here's the thing. By my calculations, I mean, Barack Obama nominated Merrick Garland, and then he didn't get a vote. He wouldn't have gotten the votes. He would not have gotten nominated.
How do you know that? We never got to get there because the Republicans decided, you know what? People be damned.
Because I could see the math and I know how it would work out.
Well, you don't know that, Nick. You don't even know that because we never got the chance. And it was at the very least, it was absolutely horrible. Horrible good faith stuff. It's no good faith, and I really can't trust anybody on that side anymore. I don't understand why anybody can even take them at any face value or that they will ever do anything that actually doesn't do anything besides cater to whatever they want. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters to them anymore. Nothing they said matters.
No precedent they had matters. No.
Nothing they had before matters. It doesn't matter what they do anymore. They're just trying to take over power, and they're getting what they want now. So when your friends have less rights now, when your wife, when your daughter, when your mom has less rights, and when your gay friends have less rights, congratulations. It's because they cheated.
It is. It's heads I win, tails you lose mentality. And it's pretty weird to say everybody is just out for that power.
You start by saying, Nick, you can't go by the letter of the law, and then by the end of it, you're like, well, by the letter of the law, they did everything they could. You know, that's what they could have done.
And right, just, and Democrats have every lever of power right now, and Democrats aren't going to overturn the filibuster to actually do the things that they would need to do that Republicans would do in a heartbeat if the shoe was on the other foot.
Doesn't matter, Nick. Your kids won't be able to learn about this history anyway because it's going to be told by the Bible.
They're going to outlaw it. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We see your calls lining up. We'll get back to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.